Uncertainty reigns about which federal public lands will be open and which closed if the congressional budget standoff leads to a partial government shutdown Friday night. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Closed national parks and forest campgrounds were among the most visible effects of the last federal government partial shutdown in October 2013. This time around, Trump administration spokespeople say they want public lands to remain as accessible as possible. Each preserve, though, has to figure out which facilities can stay open safely without staffing. Details are hard to come by right now. Lack of snow plowing may render the subject moot at places like Mount Rainier and Crater Lake National Parks. A lot of federal workers you might rely on are exempt during any shutdown. Airport security screeners will report to work, so will air traffic controllers. The U.S. mail keeps delivering, the National Weather Service will keep forecasting, and federal prison guards stay on the job. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.